The following is a paid program that does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Bowers Law Talk. This is your accident injury guy and your host for Bowers Law Talk, Attorney Bowers. And I am I'm hoping everybody out there survived yesterday's Friday the 13th. If we roll back and we remember, it seems like all this stuff really got started with the pandemic and everything on another Friday the 13th back in March. So I'm hoping that this ends up being a good omen, almost like, you know, every book has a front cover and a back cover. Now, obviously, I'm not disillusioned enough to think that, hey, this is all gone. That's not going to happen. In fact, things are actually looking a little bit worse. But hopefully, from an omen standpoint, things started to get bad on a Friday the 13th. And hopefully, and again, just wishful thinking here, they start to get good, having been marked by yet another Friday the 13th. So that's not what we're here to talk about, but I found that to be a little interesting. And hopefully we will bring this thing full circle. There has been some news with some promising developments regarding a vaccine. So fingers crossed there. Here's the thing. This was a train wreck, obviously, for everyone, and it's a pandemic. So not making excuses, not much that we could do about it. But as I've alluded to in the past and have talked about a couple of times in the past, not only do I handle the auto accident claims in my office and the litigation surrounding those between myself and one of the other attorneys there, that's about 90%, 95% of what I do. And as far as the practice of law purely is concerned, it's the only thing that I do. But I also, as many of you probably know, am a certified NFL agent. And ultimately what that means is I represent some players that are in the league negotiating contracts, but I also represent a lot of players who are finishing up their collegiate career, or I represent them once they've finished up their collegiate career and help them get into the NFL through the draft and that process. And I will tell you, last year, March, which if you're tuned into, you know, that deep into the industry, the timeline is as follows. Typically these college seasons end around January, depending on whether or not there are bowl games and otherwise. And then players are training for one or two events that are coming up. And that is either the combine, which is traditionally in late February, and it's recently been in Indianapolis, or and really an and or a pro day. And what the pro day is where these are hosted by the colleges, and they are basically a brief showcase where scouts from NFL teams will come to observe. They will run the same types of drills that if you've ever watched the combine on TV that happened at the combine. Sometimes there's a little bit of different stuff that goes on there, but it's pretty much in that box where they're running everything like what they run at the combine. And I will tell you, I traditionally will attend these pro days for my players and network with the scouts and try to find out where the interest is, because ultimately as we get to the end game and we get to the draft, which hopefully will be in late April this year, we pretty much, for our players that have the possibility of getting drafted, know, depending on the player, a handful of teams who are interested in them. And then we utilize that and we have conversations throughout the process, stuff that's obviously not really seen on TV when they air the draft. But we kind of work these teams, at least attempt to work these teams against each other to either get our player drafted a little bit earlier or to try to get them drafted with a team that we feel is more of a fit for them or that they might be happier at. All of that got derailed. There was about a week in March where we were attending pro days. And then, like I said, Friday the 13th hit and boom, everything started to shut down. By St. Patrick's Day, we were pretty much I don't remember the exact date, but pretty much around St. Patrick's Day, the league had put travel bans on everybody and it was a bit of a mess, but, I digress. I spent too much time talking about that and this Friday the 13th thing. But today, what we're going to do is a follow-up from our previous discussions in some other weeks about auto insurance, what you should get, and specifically the service that I offer free to anybody. This is if you are a listener who has not been in an accident and is not a client of mine, this offer also applies to you. It is absolutely free. And at the end of it, there really isn't a sales pitch. Okay. I deal with auto insurance all day, every day when I represent clients in these cases. And in every situation, there's almost always something where I'm like to my client, hey, you should tweak this or you should improve that, or you don't really need this on your auto insurance policy. Things that they can't change. I mean, they can change them, but they'll have no impact on the policy if for the accident case that I'm representing them for, but they're there to protect them in case they get into another accident. Okay. What I'm offering to anyone, current client, former client, never been a client, you don't like me and you've already decided that if you get in an accident that you'll never call me. The offer is even open to you. Just don't tell me that you'll never work with me. That doesn't make any sense. But I want to take a look at your auto insurance policy. All I need is one page. It's a declaration page. I will do a write-up, a very brief one-page, what I call my insurance policy report card, and I'll send it back to you. It will give you my opinion of things that you will wish you had, or some of these are ways that you can save a couple bucks on your premium, maybe sometimes a little bit more. You don't have to do anything with it. All this is information and knowledge. If you want to take it and send it to your agent and say, hey, what would it cost to fix some of these things and get a quote, that's up to you. If you want to shop your insurance policy around, the beginning of the year is a great time to do it. Here's a pro tip. One of the great ways to save probably 10%, anywhere between 8 and 15% I've seen on your auto insurance policy is to pay for the year in full. Now that might seem like, whoa, you know, I pay $1,000 or $1,500 a year for my auto insurance. How am I going to come up with that all at once? But number one, let's look at that number. If it's 1500 bucks and we take 10% off, you're saving 150. Well, not we, I don't sell the insurance, but you're saving $150 there. If you schedule this and line this up to happen around tax time, February, March for a renewal, April, and you time it so that you get a tax return and then you pay that insurance premium when that money, you know, that money is going to be available to you if you get a tax return every year, that could be a great way to save 8 to 15% on your auto policy without changing companies, without having to do anything other than just pay it all up front. Most companies will give you that sort of a discount and that kind of a break there. So what we're going to get into here, because we're already up at the first break, we are going to go into an actual case study. All right, we're going to get into the details. It's a former client of mine who said, hey, you're doing this insurance review. Let me send you my policy. They had changed insurance companies since I had represented them years ago. We worked some magic, or at least an insurance agent using our guidance worked some magic. You're going to find out after this break how my former client who came into my and took me up on my offer of doing the accident or the auto review, the policy review, tripled their coverage, actually a little more than tripled, and saved $34 on every I think every 6 months on their premium. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back to the Florida Man, and then we're going to find out how one of my former clients tripled their insurance coverage and saved money. This is attorney Jobeth Bowers, your accident and injury guy, right here on Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold. We will be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Yeah, welcome back, and thanks for sticking with me here. This is, again, your accident injury guy for Bowers Law Talk, Jobeth Bowers. We are going to get into how to improve and how a client of mine, former client of mine, improves their insurance policy and save money. But first, this week's Florida Man. So this week's Florida Man comes from Scott in Havre Grace. And this one here is, we pick these out because you're going to text these into us. We're going to pick the one that is either the most interesting, the most relevant to that week's topic, or something that stands out to us, okay? And you can send them to us through our Facebook page, Bowers Law MD. You can use that text line, our hotline. It's usually for clients and new clients, but you can use it for this. If you somehow don't have that number already, it is 667-220-6500, and save that number in your phone. If you need us for an accident, you can call that number. It comes right to our main office. You can send a text to that number. And if you're at the accident scene, as I've said before, we're going to get that right out, get information from you, guide you on what to get. But text us your favorite Florida Man, and we will pick a winner each week, like we have here with Scott in Havre Grace. And that winner is going to get a gift card. This week's is for Elk River Brewing Company in Elkton. We are going to be giving away one next week for the Wellwood. This week's Florida Man is a Florida man who reported his car stolen is charged with insurance fraud after it was found in a canal with a large rock by the accelerator and the steering wheel tied. Yeah, this is like something that you'd see on TV. And you do this stuff, don't do this stuff. It doesn't work. It's all real easy for the authorities and the insurance companies to figure out what happened. Not only are you not going to be able to get paid on the insurance claim, you're going to get in trouble for insurance fraud, if not more. So don't be a Florida man. That's this week's Florida Man. And again, send us your interesting Florida Mans, and we will pick one next week, and the winner will get a gift card to the Wellwood in Charlestown. So without further ado, we are going to get into, and I'm going to use this as kind of what we break down in these insurance reviews and kind of go piece by piece, because what I have found in the over a decade that I have been working in this area of law, that more often than not, clients of mine have insurance and they have no idea exactly what they have and what it does if they were to get into an accident. So we go through four major pieces of an insurance policy, and we're going to go through one right here that was done for a former client of mine. Obviously, we're not going to name any names, but we have gotten permission ahead of time to release the general information. So we're going to talk about what the policy was, what the new policy is, and what their savings was. So we're going to go through piece by piece and what we look at on this report card. So one of the first things that we will break down, if you send us your declaration page, which is the layout of your insurance policy, and it just goes line by line with what all the coverages are. The first thing that we're going to look at is your liability coverage, okay? And I'm going to give you a recommendation, and sometimes you're going to get a follow-up question from me regarding this. If I can't tell from your auto policy if you are a homeowner or not, there's increased level of coverage that I like to recommend that most homeowners have. That way, it protects them. The liability coverage protects you if you or somebody driving your vehicle causes an accident that causes injury or damage. And one of the misnomers about insurance coverage is this concept of, quote, full coverage. Full coverage just means that you have all of the things. It doesn't say how much you have. And when we buy insurance, we don't just buy what we buy, but we buy an amount. And it's almost like a cup of coffee, okay? You could go to a coffee place and a lot of them will have different sizes of coffee. You can get the little, you know, you could get a shot, an espresso shot, really small, gone in an instant. You can buy at some places the big old boxes of Joe, as they call them. And those will last you, I mean, I could get one of those and bring it into my office and it'll take us all day to drink it. And everywhere in between. So when we buy insurance, we buy an amount. When they give me any of those cups, whether it be the box or the shot of espresso or a 32-ounce cup, or if you want to call it a grande or a venti, if you're at that place, it's going to be full, okay? But they're all going to have a different amount of coffee in depending on the size of the cup. Insurance works kind of the same way. So the limit, which is what we refer to it as, of that coverage is really at what dollar amount the insurance company gets to walk away if you cause or somebody driving your vehicle causes an accident that injures somebody else. The higher that number, the more protected you are, okay? So a lot of these claims in our office resolve for I would say the large chunk, if this is a bell curve, resolve for somewhere between $20,000 and $75,000. Obviously, we handle cases that are smaller and we handle cases that are larger. But I would say the bulk of them fall into that chunk, what we settle the case for. Okay, and what happens when we settle these cases is the insurance company cuts us a check and mails it out. If the value of that case, and when I talk about the value, the measuring stick on that, and we'll get into it in another show, exactly how what goes into it. And I know we've alluded to it a little bit here and there in some other shows. But if it, at the end of the day, if we were to go to trial and put this in front of a judge or jury, what will the award be? That's kind of where how we negotiate these cases with insurance companies. You know, if we were to go to trial, what are we looking at? This is what we're willing to give you. It's usually a touch less than what we get going to trial, but it also saves our client a lot of time and heartache and a lot of risk of maybe a jury doesn't give them what most juries would give. So if the number of the value is less than what the limit of the insurance coverage is, the insurance company cuts that check and sends it out. If the claim or case is worth more than what the insurance coverage is, then the insurance company is likely to say, hey, our own obligation is this amount of money. Here's your check. Have a nice day. And then you don't get any more. Or my client is posed with the choice of filing a lawsuit against the person individually and trying to get a bigger judgment. So if that happens, the insurance company is still going to cut the check for their limit and only their limit. And then it's incumbent upon the individual who gets sued personally to pay the rest. So the bigger that number is, the more protected you are. Typically, I tell my clients who own homes that they need to get a minimum of $250,000 per person in coverage, $500,000 total for an accident. And as we're going to see here, and this is not a situation where my client jumped all the way to the $250,000 mark, but the cost to do so isn't that expensive. And in some cases, especially if you're switching companies, you even save money like my client in this situation did. So one of the things that I saw on this policy, the second biggest thing really, because if you've been listening to the show, you might already have a guess at what the first biggest thing that stood out to me is. This person here had what we call the state's minimum coverage or when it comes to liability coverage, which will cover $30,000 at most per person. That's what this person's insurance company, the most that they would pay out if somebody driving this person's vehicle or this person themselves were to cause an accident. And over only $60,000 total. And that $60,000, that second number comes in if there's multiple injuries in a vehicle. Two or three people, the most that the insurance company is going to pay out total across the collective injuries is that second number. So again, I mentioned that the average, the bell curve, the biggest chunk probably falls between $20,000 and $75,000, what we've resolved these claims for. If it's a claim that's $20,000 caused by the person driving this vehicle with the $30,000 coverage, it's not an issue. But if it's above 30, it's a problem. So one of the recommendations that we made to our client was to increase this coverage to at least $100,000 per person and $300,000 total per accident, which in fact they did. And again, I've kind of already spoiled the end of the story, because not only did they increase their coverage, and here we're going to go through and you're going to find out how, but overall on their 6-month policy premium, this individual saved $34 every 6 months. It doesn't seem like a huge savings, $34, but if you put it into the context of them increasing their coverage, they went from $30,000 to $100,000 in coverage. That's more than triple, for those of you who are not math majors out there. Triple would be going to 90, which you really can't buy because there's certain benchmark numbers that they sell insurance in here in Maryland. More than tripled the coverage and saved money. So we are up against the break here. We're going to take a quick break, pay for this show. And when we get back, we're going to go into the rest of the review and how you can send me your insurance policy completely confidential. To say that there's no obligation would indicate that there was an opportunity for me to sell something at the end. There is not. I am not a licensed insurance agent, so I am not going to give you a sales pitch at the end, merely a report card with suggestions. What you do with those, like I said, take that report card, send it to your agent via email and say, hey, what would it cost to fix these things? Or if you're shopping insurance with other agents, say, hey, here's my old policy. Here's my, the attorney that looked at my policy reviews, suggestions are, what can you do for me? Which is what my client in this situation did. I don't have the ability to sell you this stuff. So other than me educating and making sure that my clients potentially in the future, if you were to hire me for something and you fix these things, are in a much better situation, there's not really much of anything in it for me directly other than that satisfaction. So we're going to talk about how you can get that policy to me, get that free review when we get back from a break. This is Attorney Bowers, your accident injury attorney. WHGM Gold, Bowers Law Talk. We will be back soon. Thank you.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Attorney Bowers, your accident injury guy here with Bowers Law Talk. We're going to get into the final countdown here and we talk about my insurance policy report card and review. We're going to get into a couple other points for the client who tripled their coverage and saved about $34 every 6 months on their policy. Again, tripled their coverage and saved money, which is huge, especially right now. A lot of people are getting hit hard, have been getting hit hard with March since the coronavirus, which brings me to an important announcement. This time of year with the holidays coming up, it is, if you have not been hit as hard as others, it is so important to get involved and to contribute and help out those that are less fortunate. We have partnered up with Toys for Tots. It's an organization that I'm sure most are familiar with, if not everybody. If you are looking for a drop-off location, my office is one of those drop-off locations. So in Elkton on Main Street, 229 East Main Street. Typically, there's somebody at my office early as 8 a.m., a lot of days with some schedule shifting and everything like that. We've got someone there till about 6 or 7 o'clock at night most days right now. So anytime you're on Main Street in Elkton, new unwrapped Christmas toys for kids, you could drop those off at our office. There'll be a big sign in the front window as well that says Toys for Tots with some details. bring them by anytime. We are happy to take those donations. We are proud and happy to be involved in that cause. They are all over the place. So if you're not in Elkton, if you're in Harford County and you don't want to come all the way to my office, you don't have to drop it off there, but we're happy to take them if you are in the area. So Toys for Tots, and there are a ton of other opportunities to help out and give back this holiday season. So please consider doing that. Again, some of us got hit a lot harder than others with the shutdowns and with people losing their jobs and everything like that. It looks like it's starting to bounce back a little bit, but certainly some industries are coming back a little better than others, and some it's just going to take a long, long time. So if you've got the ability to do that, I encourage you to do so. And again, we're a way for you to do that, or really any other place. We're not keeping score there. We just want to do what we can to help out. So that being said, we're going to get into this here. We talked about the liability coverage and what that means, and that my client in this review, I recommended that they triple it. They were not a homeowner. So they went to 100, 300, and again, save some money. One of the cool little secrets is that sometimes, and every insurance company is different, and there are people that are smarter than me and everybody in this room right now. And hey, I'm alone in this room right now. So certainly smarter than me, that their job is to figure out how many accidents are going to happen, how bad they're going to be over a period of time in a geographic location, and how to determine the risk of what an insurance company is going to pay out to create these premiums. And they all have different factors that go into what somebody's going to pay. Driving history is part of it. Some companies use credit score. Some companies will use just all sorts of different geographic data. And I don't even know what it all is. Like, I've got some ideas of what some of it is for some companies. Some insurance companies, you will go into a lower risk bracket, which means better rates, if you request a quote on better insurance, higher limits. They feel like if you, and this isn't every company, but some of these companies, their statisticians, their actuaries is what the real title is, have it in their mind, and there's science behind it, there's math behind it, so they're not just making this up and rolling the dice. That's not the business that they're in. That somebody that has the wherewithal and the forethought to ask for better coverage is likely to be less of a risk. So there are situations where you can, and we've seen it here. Now, this involved a jump from one company to another. This person went from Progressive to State Farm, but they sometimes, even within the same company, going from 100, 300 to 250, 500 might actually lower the rates because of, and it's not to say this doesn't happen with every company, because not every company uses this as a factor, or it's not weighted the same way. And trust me, nobody gets to see what makes those wheels kind of spin in the back there. So that being said, asking for more insurance sometimes helps you out in your rates, makes them go down, believe it or not. And you're not paying, even when it doesn't, you're certainly not paying double to double your coverage, as we've seen here, where there's been a discount or a lower rate to triple coverage. So my biggest defender, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard me say it time and time again, don't waive PIP. On this Progressive policy that my former client sent me to review, they waived PIP. And this happens all the time when insurance is bought online. I worked very hard in the, not this most recent legislative session that was cut short because of the coronavirus, but the one before that. So it would have been the 2019 legislative session, pushing to get legislation passed, and it ultimately failed, to make it so that if somebody in Maryland was going to waive PIP, that they had to actually be explained what they were doing, and they had to ink sign a waiver instead of just e-signing it. How many people out there have just click, 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 click on an e-sign form? Yeah, I want my insurance. This happens to people all the time. I would say, I will pull the statistics and I will correct my number in a future airing of this show, but probably more than 90% of the PIP waivers that are for clients that I represent are e-signed. And they're done through companies like Progressive and Geico that I'm not going to shy away from this. They trick you into waiving the coverage. It is so rare when I have a client who bought their insurance through an actual agent, a flesh and blood person like Steve Simmons from State Farm, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, or really most other agents. It is so rare that there is a PIP waiver coming from a real agent, because those people are hired and trained to really take care of their clients. And they want to take care of their clients, because if they sell you a policy and then you need to use it and the coverage that you need isn't there, guess who's the bad guy? That's right. And then they're going to lose your business, or they should. They certainly deserve to. So I see it very rarely when you're dealing with an agent. As I've said numerous times before, if you were to go online to company X and get a quote online, and then go to an agent of company X, the exact same insurance company, and say, give me exactly this policy, the rate is going to be the same if you buy it from an agent versus online, unless they know some sort of little way to save you some money. So it might go down, but it's not going to go up. Translation, you get the agent for free. Don't buy your insurance policies online. And as you've probably already guessed it, don't waive PIP. This client waived PIP. They were tricked into doing it because they bought it online. I asked them about it. They're like, I didn't think I did that. Well, you did. Let's fix it. Fortunately, this was a former client of mine coming to me, not as a result of an accident, just wanting me to take a look at the insurance policy. And we noticed the issue. Now it's known. And now it's fixed. So with the new policy, the one with State Farm, the one where she saved $34 every 6 months. So what's that? Like $68 a year. Quick math there. $68 a year they saved. Not a ton of money, but now has PIP. $2,500 in PIP coverage versus the waiver. So it didn't cost her any more money. She saved money. So I can't even do the math on how long an accident would need to be avoided to make up for the premium just because of the PIP coverage, because it's a zero, it's a negative. She's already made money. She's won. So that's what I'm going to cover for right now, because we're getting close to the end of time here. And I want to tell everybody how they can get their policies to me to review. And spoiler alert, it's pretty much all the same ways you can contact me to send me a Florida man. You can, so that text line, shoot me a text and say, hey, I want to send you my policy. And I'll say, hey, go ahead. What I need is the declarations page. So it's going to list your bodily injury coverage. It's going to list your uninsured, underinsured motorists. It's going to list your PIP. It's going to list your collision. It's going to list your comprehensive if you have those coverages. And then they're going to be amounts. And then on the far right side are going to be dollar amounts. Okay. Most of these insurance policies are like anywhere between 40 and 60 pages long. I don't need the whole policy. I just need the one or two pages that are the declarations of coverage. You send me that. I may follow up with a couple quick questions. Hey, do you have this? Do you own your home? Things like that, because they help me craft something that's individual to your situation. You don't have to do any of this stuff, but you're going to know a little bit more about your policy. We're going to find out, because these companies, the Progressives and the Geicos, they do tricky little things. You might see something called guest PIP on your policy. Spoiler alert, it's a waiver. They got you to waive PIP and they've hidden it right there in plain sight. They've hidden it from you. It is dastardly. It is deceptive. It is nasty. If you've got a Geico policy and you waive PIP, it might just say option A. And when we think of an A, that's usually a good thing, you know, grade A. No, it's a waiver. They duped you. There will be no judgment coming from me. There's only going to be advice. I'm not going to snicker at you. All of this is confidential, so I'm not going to put it on, hey, you know, so-and-so waved Pip and they didn't know it. Ha ha. None of that. None of that's going on. I would just want to help here, okay? So you can send them to me using that text line, the 667-220-6500. Facebook Messenger, facebook.com/BowersLawMD. If you've been to my website, BowersLawMD.com, you could shoot me a message through there. We'll email you back. Or info@BowersLawMD.com. If you somehow, especially if you're sending it through email, do not get it, and you're sending an attachment the first time through, if you do not get an acknowledgement from me within a couple of hours, hey, I got this, I'll get back to you, or depending on when you catch me, I might get the whole report card done and back to you within an hour. If you don't, shoot me a text on that line, because maybe it went into my spam box because you tried to email me an attachment right away. I want to find these. I want to help you out. We're going to turn around. We're going to get you that report card. It's real simple. It's real easy. It's a one pager. You can send it to your current insurance agent. You can send it to a new agent if you're shopping coverage. And it's one of those things where you don't even have to understand fully what I'm talking about, because you could send this to your agent, who should know exactly what all this stuff means, and say, hey, can you fix this? Can you give me prices on what's described here? And they could shoot you back the prices, and you like them, you don't like them, they're too high, they're fantastic, you shop to another company, whatever you do, I don't have a dog in the hunt other than trying to protect you, advise you, and make sure that you got better coverage than when I started. And there are some situations where my response is, hey, I wish everybody had this policy. It's rare, but it's happened within the past week. I have gotten to respond to people and say, hey, A1, don't change a thing. And that's one of the things that you might get. You might get the benefit of knowing that you have really great coverage and that you shouldn't mess with it. And that's valuable too. So that's all the time that we have for this week. Again, get that insurance review. It's a service that I am happy to offer. I wish people would do this more. And, you know, I want to make sure that there's a better understanding of what your insurance coverage is. And I want to do it before you need to use it. It's kind of like getting in a time machine. If you do this now and then you need it in a year, 2 years, or 3 years, we don't have to have that conversation of, well, you don't have this and you don't have that, so this is the most that we can do for you. Sometimes we have those limitations. This is a way to make sure that doesn't happen. So we are all out of time. I want to thank everybody here in WHGM land for tuning in again. We will be back next week. Thank you all. Have a great week.